Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are so happy to have in studio with us today Tiffany Newhart. She's the Executive Director of Rise Up Recovery in Hastings, and we're always so thrilled when she stops in to say hello. How have you been?
Wonderful, Mo. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so happy to see you. Yes. So we're in a new season. How does it feel?
Good. Fall's my favorite.
Oh, it is. Tell me why.
Oh, I love the smells. Okay. I love pumpkin, everything.
Oh boy.
Apple cider. I love the leaves. Yep. I love the cool, crisp air. Yes. I love boots and sweaters.
Oh,
and
I know.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's awesome then. Congratulations. Thanks. It's your season.
Yes.
Well, before we go too much further, September is a very special month. Mm-hmm. For folks that are in the recovery world, tell us about it.
Yeah, September is National Recovery Month. It's early September, so we kicked it off a few days ago. And yeah, I mean, it started in, 1989 is when National Recovery Month started. And it's really a month about celebrating recovery, exalting recovery, recognizing that recovery is for every person, every family, everywhere. Recovery is accessible, and a big piece of it's addressing stigma, right? And you do that by having faces and voices that represent recovery and people who made it and success stories and of real people like you and I.
So how do you think recovery stigma has changed? Has it gotten better?
I think, yes, there's been improvement, and I think there's a long road ahead. So it's a both and. Okay. Yes, I do think that there is some progress that's being made, and I also think that we've got a lot more work to do. Mm-hmm. You know, I think every time we talk about this, there's stories that come up of people experiencing stigma. I mean, even just in the previous weeks, you know, in emergency departments and in with different family members, different community members. And so it's definitely pervasive. We know the major issue with it is that it prevents people from getting the help that they need. That's why it's so important to address it.
Explain that a little bit further.
Well, if people are afraid of being ostracized or shamed or condemned for getting help, they're less likely to do that. And so, you know, I mean, I can give you a personal example. This was a number of years ago now. I have been in recovery for well over 5 years, stabilized recovery. I herniated a disc in my back. I didn't know that's what happened, but I was pregnant at the time. Went to an emergency department, and the emergency room doctor said to me, before even talking with me, before even getting to know my story and how I'm doing and all of that, she took one look at me and said, well, I'm certainly not giving you drugs if that's what you're here for. And I mean, I was appalled. Treat me like a drug addict who's drug seeking kind of thing, you know? Ended up needing to go get a second opinion from a different hospital, and they immediately did an MRI, found what was going on, gave me the medication that I needed, treated me like a human. So things like that, unfortunately, still happen every day. So that's why we need to just keep educating.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Wow, that's a terrible story. I'm sorry that happened.
Well, thank you. But that's, you know, that's why. And I can tell you that that changed my perspective on I wouldn't go to that hospital again if I needed emergency care, right? Just because of how I was treated. And we know that, you know, people of minority are disproportionately experience prejudice and disproportionately experience, you know, the stigma that we're trying to address. So,
well, I hope that we can continue to shed light and to celebrate the many, many people that are in recovery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's an illness that can be a chronic illness.
And is it the illness of addiction? Is that what you call it? Okay.
Yes. Yep. Addiction. Yeah. Substance use disorder. We know that it is a chronic brain disease. You know, it's a diseased brains. You can do PET scans and see that people's brains fire in different places and look different from people who don't have addictions. We know that neurochemistry is different for people who do have addiction versus those who don't.
And that's, you know, educational thing.
Yeah. So there's hard, concrete, scientific proof that it absolutely is an illness. But why do we not treat it like that in every circle, right? And so the big piece of it is just continuing to grow in awareness.
Well, it's great. How is Rise Up Recovery going to be celebrating?
We are having our 5th annual, drumroll, recovery roast.
That's awesome.
Yes, I can hardly believe that it's been 5 years. And it started with very humble beginnings. It was at New Life Evangelical Free's parking lot, basically our first one. And then the last couple of years, we've had it at Levy Park, and it will be at Levy Park again this year, September 10th. It's a Wednesday evening from 4:30 to 7:30. We have musicians. We have free food. We'll have some lawn games. It's going to be an absolute blast again. So testimonies, you'll come and you'll be fed and you'll walk away, hopefully encouraged, uplifted, and blessed, because that's the whole purpose of that event, is really to bless our community.
And who do you see attending this?
anybody and everybody. Kids are welcome. Family members are welcome. It's a family-friendly environment. The music's going to be great, very clean music, so you can feel free to bring your kids. And yeah, we'll have pork that's been roasted well over 24 hours. Yeah, it's going to be delicious. So yes, come and join. And hopefully this year it's not a scorcher like it was last year. It was like 90 degrees and really hot. I think hopefully this year it'll be a little bit cooler and hopefully not rainy.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, come one, come all.
Come one, come all,
So
yes.
Is it at the pavilion?
It is, okay. Yeah. So the music will be at the pavilion. There will be a whole resource table section, you know, of all kinds of different community providers, anything from mental health to different treatment centers, detoxes, all that kind of stuff. And yeah, so you can come get your swag and get fed and then, yeah, just enjoy.
Oh my gosh, how awesome.
Yes.
Well, that is going to be on our radar then for sure.
Yep.
Do you need volunteers or anything? Or are you good?
We always could use volunteers. Yes. In fact, this is kind of an urgent call for volunteers, for folks that can join. Right now, we're really needing a couple people to hold down the kids games. So we've got some really fun kids games that we're on the fence of, are we going to have them this year or not? And right now we don't have the man/woman power to have them. So if you're looking for something to invest your time in, come and monitor some kids games. It'll be fun.
And how can we go about signing up, please?
You can go on our website. You could email us. You could just call and talk with Rena right across the street and let her know, hey, I want to volunteer, and we will get you signed up and get you a t-shirt and all the information that you need.
Perfect. So, what's a good phone number?
651-319-0122.
Great.
I had a hard time because I'm like, oh my gosh, I have that and Lionheart's numbers running in my head
simultaneously.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about Lionheart. How are things going?
Lionheart's good. Yeah, it's good.
And explain what Lionheart is, please.
Thank you. Yes, we're trying to get the word out about Lionheart because everybody's aware of Rise Up Recovery. The big difference between Rise Up Recovery and Lionheart is that Lionheart provides clinical services. So that's the treatment center. We do treatment. So we have outpatient treatment services for men, women, and adolescents. And family programming that we're looking to launch in October.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, which is great. So now family members who have loved ones who are struggling with substance use disorder and their person is in treatment, they don't have to stand back and just wonder how they can help. They can come to the family program that's a part of the treatment program and get support themselves too, because we know that as family members are engaged in treatment, that the likelihood of somebody having success is 50% greater than if not. So that's why we're doing that.
So when you say family, what ages does that encompass?
That's a really good question. I would say, you know, like, could siblings come and that kind of thing? Definitely. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. So parents, even aunts, uncles, even if people don't have family, just concerned persons. Somebody who's going to be in their inner circle of people who can speak life into them and truth into them, be accountability, be support, that kind of thing. So
that is something that, again, we could go online and learn more about?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. That's on our website at www.lionheart.support.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. What are you finding out from Lionheart? What are some of the things that you're delighted about?
I would say, man, that's a really good question. I delight in watching people come in the door day one, scared, hopeless.
Do they come by themselves or do they come with people?
It depends.
Okay.
Yeah, both and. So some people will come with a parent or maybe a husband or a wife or, something like that. And then a lot of people, I would say, come by themselves too.
Because isn't recovery, it's based on people around you and support, but it's really a person's decision themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, you can look at it both ways, that mm-hmm. you could come by yourself or come with somebody.
Absolutely.
You're going to need both of those kinds of supports.
Yes, absolutely. And during the day, I mean, when people are at treatment, their family's not there in treatment with them.
Sure.
Right. They've got to do the work. We have to do the work ourselves, for sure. But just having people behind you mm-hmm. makes such a big difference, you know. But I think my biggest delight is watching people come in day one, scared, hopeless, unsure. And even the next week and the week after, as they get engaged with group and start building relationships and start hearing truth about their identity and their value and, you know, understanding the disease and that there's treatment and there's hope for it, watching people, their spark, their life return. Hope.
Mm-hmm.
It's a powerful thing. Hope is a really powerful thing. And then them starting to influence other people for the good. It's just this really cool
mm-hmm.
circle, you know, of just life returning, hope being instilled, and them carrying that message to other people.
Mm.
and sowing those seeds into other people's lives.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think? Are you as full as you want to be, or are you still looking for people that might want to get into treatment?
We're definitely looking for people who need to get into treatment.
Great.
Yep, absolutely.
Good.
Yeah, and we're still really working on launching our adolescent program. Mm-hmm. So that's been a slow start, I think, because there hasn't been much resources for young people. We're finding that they don't really know that we exist yet.
Well, and you're darn close to the middle school. I mean,
yes.
It'd be nice, or even the high school, it'd be nice if you could get some FaceTime with those organizations.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. So if you're in those organizations and have it in for me, please let me know.
Oh,
that would
yes.
be great. Yeah. Would love to get in front of people and just share that we're a resource, because that's exactly what we are. We're a resource. Mm-hmm. And we know that this is one of the greatest needs in our community. We hear it time and time and time again. I don't think this need is going to go away. I think it's going to only get greater as we see different laws changing and substances becoming more readily available. And the reality is that addiction comes with that. It does. And so we know that, and we're here and non-judgmentally, and to really walk alongside people and help them heal and get well.
What does a actual program look like?
Yeah, so I would say our day treatment program at Lionheart looks like, it's kind of long days. They're 4-day weeks. People come in at 8 a.m. and they have treatment until noon, 4 days a week. And then they also have, and that's a group therapy. And it's really, I'm not sure how to explain group therapy without, you know, I mean, people maybe seeing comedic movies around sort of thing. And there's a little bit of nuanced truth to that. But it is people just, you know, kind of in a circle, encouraging one another, receiving counseling services. But it's so much more than that. It is people relating to one another. And all of a sudden, I mean, so many people walk into those rooms feeling like they're the only person in the world that's experiencing those problems. And they leave like, oh my gosh, I'm not alone. There's so many people who get it and who are going through the same thing that I am. And some people are further ahead of me. And if they can do it, I can do it too. Mm. You know, there's so much power in that group dynamic. And so there's therapy that happens. There's a lot of mental health stuff that also takes place. There's education and there's fun. We actually are really intentional about making sure that recovery is fun, because if it's not fun, people don't do it. Mm-hmm. So going out and doing activities, we're right across from Lions Park, which I think is interesting. Lionheart, Lions Park, right? That was a whole God design thing.
For sure.
And so, yeah, getting out to the park and doing just really fun stuff, figuring out how to reclaim a lot of what's been stolen, you know, in our diseases. Yeah.
And the timing on that is different for everybody, right?
You mean the length of time?
Yes, sorry.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, people will ask, well, is it a 12-week program? Is it a, and it drives folks nuts when we say, I don't know, because we're genuinely person-centered. And what that means is people come in and they develop an individualized treatment plan with their counselor, and they just start chipping away at those goals, the goals that they want to achieve and what it looks like for them when they're well. And when they can kind of step down, they don't need as much support. That's decided together with their counselor. So we're not the bosses. We believe in working collaboratively with the person and in conjunction with them. And however long it takes is however long it takes.
Boy, that sounds like a great way of getting people healthy.
Yeah, that's the goal. That's the goal. We don't want to be a revolving door. We want people to really get well. And of course, our doors are open, but yet we really want people to live into that full life that we know is possible.
Well, I've been thinking about our friend Ernest. How is he, please?
And
first, explain who Ernest is and what he is attempting.
Yes. Okay. For those who don't know, Ernest is our beloved, he's a coordinator down at Rise Up Recovery. He does a lot of our training and education, and he is on it's called Pedal for Recovery. So what was it, 2,700 mile journey? He is pedal biking the Great Divide from Canada to Mexico. And he's well over halfway, which is great, but it has not been without some major challenges. So bike breaking down several times, and God story after God story after God story of provision, of him just making it into a town, of him not making it into a town and having to camp, but then meeting up with, like, unexpectedly up with people that were church family people. And so having community and encouragement and having parts shipped overnight by his wife and, you know, things like that. So it's definitely not been smooth riding the whole way. But I really look forward to him being back and being able to share the victory in all of those struggles, you know.
Is he on track even with all of these challenges?
You know, he had some long days early on that he put, like, I mean, even 70-mile days. His goal was 50 miles a day. There was definitely some hiccups and some days that he was completely out of commission because of his bike. I think it's going to come out in the wash. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he's going to be really close to meeting that goal. Mm-hmm. So,
and before he started this, he was telling us that it really is kind of a metaphor for a recovery journey.
Mm-hmm.
Bumps along the road, challenges, still keeping your eye on the product, the finish line, and relying on others you meet.
Well, that's exactly it. Even what we just talked about earlier of, well, how this is a solo journey, but yet not, right? Like recovery, how you have to do it yourself every day. Nobody can do it for you. He's the only one that can pedal at every single stroke that he pedals, but yet there's times when he can't do it alone, where he is dependent upon the generosity and the support and the overnighting parts and the, you know, what have you, or he would get completely stuck. And it's the same exact thing for recovery, that we are stronger together, we're better together, and yet at the end of the day we're the only ones that can do it ourselves, right? Through God's grace, of course. So it's very parallel to recovery, and I'm just so impressed with his continued perseverance. You know, how many of us have commented like, holy buckets, I would have just been like waving the flag, this is too hard, you know, but nope, he keeps going forward, and that's recovery. We know that to wave the flag and to not go forward is death for many of us, and so not moving forward is not an option.
What has the response been from people he has met?
Oh, very positive. I mean, people just very encouraging and very uplifted, and the goal of spreading hope and spreading awareness, he is 100% successful with that. So
that's so awesome.
Yeah.
Tell people again about your upcoming roast.
Yeah, September 10th, Wednesday, September 10th from 4:30 to 7:30 at Levy Park. Please join us. It's going to be a wonderful time.
So there'll be music and food. And
yep, free food, and it's all free. So it doesn't cost you a single thing. Bring your family, your kiddos, come on down, listen to some really uplifting, inspiring, faith-filled music, and enjoy the river, and for sure lawn games. And if we get some extra volunteer, we'll have kid games too. So hope to see you all there.
Well, thank you so much, Tiffany Newharth. We appreciate your time, and don't miss the wonderful roast that is free to the public on Wednesday, September 10th. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7. KDWA in Hastings.